2 million people filed for unemployment benefits last week, and those numbers only reflect the people who were able to file. Throughout the country, decades-old unemployment systems haven't been able to keep up with the increase of applications. And in some places, being able to file doesn't actually even mean you will receive any money. In Oregon, nearly 1 in 10 filings still hasn't been processed. And the average wait time to speak with someone on the phone at the state's unemployment office is 3 hours. Michael McHenry lives in Portland, where he's an apartment manager on furlough. He first filed for unemployment on March 28th, and all of his claims are still marked as processing. Michael, tell us about what happened to you since you filed.
So basically, I've been waiting. And so over the course of 9.5 weeks of trying to call or email state representatives, I haven't been able to really get through to anybody, and none of my benefits or my claims have been processed.
Have you heard or talked to any other folks that are in the same predicament that you're in?
Absolutely. My sisters, some of my family, my aunts, they've sent in their applications. And what you receive in the mail is a letter that says your benefits cannot be paid for the week of blank due to like a non-valid claim or due to something. But it's usually a short explanation. And then it's just a standard, you know, letter. And that gets sent out. And that's all the communication that you get. There's no emails. There's no calling. They're trying to get that backlog cleared up with the most complex claims, but so far, nothing has happened.
And so what are officials telling you, those that you've been able to get in touch with?
So when I did contact some of the state representatives, it was mostly through like Twitter and emails. So when I did email them, I got kind of a generic response back, kind of like a, well, everybody's in kind of the same boat right now. So it's not just you. But basically just saying, as long as you're being patient, it will get processed.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this process can sometimes be convoluted. We're hearing stories all across the country of folks who are having issues with getting their unemployment claims fulfilled. Have you been able to even get clarity and assuredness that, number one, you're doing the process right, and number two, that you qualify for unemployment?
Absolutely not. No clarity. And as far as trying to get any sort of answer, you're met with a stone wall. So you can call. I've spent thousands of phone calls over the last month trying to get through, being on hold, like you said, for 3, sometimes 6 hours. But there's no real direction. It's just kind of wait.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about what's happening in your life right now. So as I mentioned, you're on furlough.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know at all when you might be able to get back to work?
So there's no real set date for Oregon to reopen. We are going by phases. So Multnomah County, the county that I live in, hasn't entered any phases. But we are already starting to sort of reopen. But as far as businesses starting to reopen, there's no real timeline on that.
Hmm. You have 3 kids you're taking care of.
Yes, ma'am.
You were furloughed back in March. Give us a sense of how you all are surviving.
So this is the first time in my life I've ever been unemployed. At 16, you know, I worked construction. At 18, I joined the military and served 1 deployment in Iraq. From about 25, I got my associate's degree in business management. And so I've, you know, been doing this apartment managing for about 5 years. It's just really stressful. I have to budget my bills. I do receive like a disability from the military. So that helps monetarily. But as far as, I've always been a budgeter, I've always saved. So things have been tight. I have birthdays still coming up. We have everything still coming up. But really, it's just trying to keep that positive attitude and trying to just make do with what we have, you know?
Yeah. How long do you think you'll be able to sustain this way?
Honestly, ma'am, I'm not really sure.
You mentioned that you're a veteran. You're a veteran of the Iraq War.
Yes, ma'am.
You mentioned also that you've never been without a job. Now you're stuck in this limbo. What is your state of mind right now?
It's positive. I mean, it's disheartening, and sometimes it's hopeless. Sometimes you feel, I stay up at, you know, the end of the night just thinking about what I'm going to do. But for the most part, I try to stay positive because I know that positivity will help you get through a lot of things. But I just feel like this is the first time I've ever had to ask for anything from the state or federal government, really. So it's just kind of like they let you down, you know, and that's really it.
Yeah. Yeah. The state of Oregon just recently laid out and acknowledged that they're having problems with fulfilling the huge demand for unemployment and that they're beefing up their technology and also their response. But if you were to talk to them, to give a call to action, to let them know the situation that you're in right now, what would you say to them?
I would say for people that have no other option, this is really their last resort. And so this is not the time, especially during a global pandemic, to be, you know, being picky and choosy with who and what these funds are distributed, as far as that is concerned.
Yeah. That's Michael McHenry, a furloughed apartment manager in Portland, Oregon, who has been trying to get unemployment for 2 months. Michael, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.